FM.
Moms of Adelaide, it's time.
It's more than just another Mom Fair Monday.
Oh, this is so exciting. We have some beautiful mums coming into the studio. They're fighting Cozzy for the bacon and eggs.
It's a fight that they will not win.
Oh, and we are celebrating all things mum and mum pals. These wonderful women are in here this morning to make me feel better so we can all know that we're in this together and not everyone gets it right all the time.
Well, that is right. And plenty of mums have shared their mum fails with us. And it continues. Kim from Meadows, what's your mum fail?
My mum fail is that when a couple of years ago we were going to the Royal Adelaide Show, my son at the time, 9, was up, said he had a sore tummy, said, "You'll be all right, we're going to have a nice, fun day, busy day." Walking around the show, he was miserable, was being a pain in our bum. Mm. So we kept walking around. He wouldn't pick up, so we basically told him that he was ruining our day, told him to go to the toilet. We bought him his favourite food and drinks. He still wouldn't pick up. The next thing, he was throwing up.
Oh.
So we sort of worked out something wasn't right, so we quickly hurried up. And sort of finished off what we were doing.
Oh, you
and
didn't
went
go straight home.
No, I didn't go straight home.
Rides, yeah. Showbag pavilion.
Yeah. Went and got the younger son, still wanted his show bag, so we still went and picked up the show bags. And then we eventually got home and then still didn't get any better. I sort of thought something wasn't quite right, so we went to bed. The next day I went to work and my husband stayed home with him. And he still didn't. I got home from work and he was still really funny, not feeling well. So I thought, I'll better go and get him looked at. Mm. That night, I took him to the hospital and he was having surgery, getting his appendix out.
Appendix, that'll do it. Good one, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Love it.
Oh, that's a belter. Don't let a burst appendix get in the way of a day at the show, I always say. What about this one from Louise from Findon? This is a doozy.
If you come to my house, you have to have, according to my children, elephant pancakes. But the only thing is they're not really elephant pancakes. See, someone for a KK gave me a very large, say like a foot size, penis-shaped cookie cutter. One day.
Oh. So KK, like a Kris Kringle present.
Yeah, yeah. And so my kid one day, he begged and I was just too tired. So I was like, yeah, whatever, I'll make pancakes that shape. So now if you come over, you get like big bull-sized ears and a very long trunk.
Oh,
it's
an elephant.
Upside down.
Yeah. Oh, that is the best.
You would go so great at the pancake kitchen on Ollie Street.
That'll be a hot seller.
Oh, that is magnificent. Good work around there, Louise.
Nice work. Yeah, and of course, Louise is one of our guests here on the Franklin Street Studios this morning. And guess what she's brought in? Louise, tell us what it is.
I just brought in evidence of my appendage cutter, just in case you wanted to make some pancakes.
Your appendage cutter.
So that's the elephant's trunk and ears,
there
I guess.
There are a couple of children.
Yes, sorry. I add eyes. I do add eyes to make it look like an elephant.
Yes, excellent. Well, just for that wonderful one, mum fail, you have one of our five luxurious nurses.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Bingo.
Thank you. I need it. I'm pregnant. I need it.
Yeah, wow. I'm pregnant with number what?
This is the third boy.
The third boy? See, you're going to need another cookie cutter.
I've got many of them hanging around.
That funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I do love the Urban Dictionary, guys. They send through a new word every day.
Do they really?
Yes, they do. It excites me. And I particularly love today's new word. Tell me if this applies to either of you guys. Mm-hmm. The word is multi-slacking.
That's great. That's a good word.
Multi-slacking is where you do multiple slacker things at the same time.
Yeah.
So, for example, I do love a bit of multi-slacking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'd be laying on the couch, watching TV, surfing the net and eating pizza.
Perfect. Yeah.
That is called multi-slacking.
There's
so you might come at us with your multitasking,
but
I'm doing a bit of multi-slacking here.
There's nothing more enjoyable than doing something half-assed.
Oh, and doing a whole bunch of things half-assed at the same time.
Now, that takes skill.
That is multi-slacking
right
there.
I'm proud of you guys, because I actually think that men can't do more than one thing at once, so there you go.
Really? Yeah. We are multi-slackers. In fact, this should be a challenge on The Bachelor. It should be the multi-slacking challenge, where they've got to eat pizza, watch TV and do nothing else.
Beck's good at multi-nagging. You can. I've seen you nag up to 9 guys at a time.
Okay, it takes skill.
Can we get a boo.
Oh no! You picked the.
Oh, Ozzy,
you picked the wrong crowd for this. Oh, now Beck's got an idea. Beck's going to bring 50 supporters into the studio every day.
Get that Adelaide feeling
with Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Just another Mum Fail Monday.
Mum Fail Monday.
Okay, Mother's Day yesterday. I must confess, I have high expectations for Mother's Day.
Oh, really?
And after yesterday, I have decided to dramatically lower them in order to avoid further disappointment.
So what were your expectations going into the day?
Well, I usually get breakfast in bed. I woke up at 7:30. I knew that was too early for the kids, so I waited a little while. There was no sign of movement. So I decided to get up and go to the gym. And when I got back, they had started preparing breakfast. I must give them that.
Okay,
I was happy with that. I thought if I walk in and they're up. Yes, they were making pancakes. Things were off to a good start.
Because you always strike me as someone that's really easily pleased.
Now, I had a sneaking suspicion that my husband had not helped the children because he was celebrating the Port Adelaide win on Friday night and got home at 4 a.m.
Oh, dear.
But so to be fair, Port have been having a rough run. That was a good win. So
I'd already sussed out that Miller, the 13-year-old, had been charged with going out and getting the present on the Saturday. And I was pretty low-key about what I was to receive. But Frankie, the 10-year-old, was very excited about giving me the gift. So she was making a big deal. Let's give mummy the present. Mm. I sit down to open the present and the doorbell rings on a Sunday morning.
Well, who's coming around
it's
on a Sunday morning?
It's delivering online shopping to the 19-year-old on a Sunday morning.
Oh, no.
So I've lost her. She's taken off and come back with a box. So while I go to open my present, she's completely ignoring me and opening her own online shopping. And I'm starting to get a bit grumpy because it's supposed to be about me.
Absolutely.
And that's the rule 365 days of the year.
So they should know by now.
Okay, so she's not paying attention. And then I spat the dummy and I did something I'm really not proud of. I said, do you know what? I don't need to open this present. I already know what's in it. Because you left the receipt on the kitchen table. I just saw it.
Were you crying when you said
this? I knew all along. Well, I wasn't crying. But then Frankie, who was so excited to give me my Ugg boots, which was her idea, started crying because Miller, who bought the Ugg boots, had left the receipt and I'd seen it.
It feels to me like you should have just not mentioned the receipt.
I wasn't planning on mentioning the receipt, but then Grace made me really angry and I snapped.
Yeah.
Frankie starts crying, runs out of the room. I haven't even opened my Ugg boots yet. I start crying because I've upset Frankie and then I feel bad. Then I have to pull myself together because I realise I'm hosting Mother's Day.
And your husband's thinking I should have stayed out.
He's crying because he's hungover. Grace is crying because she's got a fantastic gift that no one's paying any attention
to. She's still opening her box. Then I realise I've got to prepare lunch. I say to James, can you just go down to the shops and get me the ingredients? He says, you sit down. I'm taking care of lunch.
Oh, no.
He goes to the shops, goes to Foodland at Henley Beach, gets locked in the underground car park, can't get his car out.
Oh, no.
So I have to start preparing the lunch that I've been told to sit down and put my feet up.
Right.
So he gets home at 12:15 with the ingredients I need and my family's arrived in 15 minutes. Wow. How do you think that went down?
Right. It sounds more like a dad-daughter fight to me, this particular
day. So I've already started preparing half the lunch. My mum gets there. She's like, what's wrong? And I'm crying again. Wow. I'm never hosting Mother's Day again. She's like, here's a champagne. Sit down.
Let's just drink your way through this. You'll be okay.
Put your Ugg boots on that you already knew about.
So what time's the therapist catch up today?
Hey, what hurt more, the fact that they were Ugg boots or how much they paid for them?
I love my Ugg boots. If you're listening, girls, I didn't want anything else but slippers for Mother's Day.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Moms of Adelaide, it's time.
It's more than just another Mum Fail Monday.
Guys, the mimosas are flowing. We're having a good time, ladies.
Yay!
What a collection. We've got about 150, 200 mums in here at the moment, and we're having a ball. Could be 300, who knows?
I don't think they're going to want to go to work today.
No.
Yeah, we're having so much fun at our Mum Fail Monday breakfast and hearing lots of good stories that are making me feel warm and fuzzy about my parenting fails.
Absolutely. Keep them coming through. Morning, Renee. What's your mum fail?
My mum fail is actually my mum who failed.
Right.
So So Mum made a spaghetti bolognese and sat us all out for dinner, and we all started tucking into it and realised it didn't taste right. We're like, Mum, it tastes disgusting. She's like, just keep eating it. Just keep eating it.
That's what I would say.
And then, yeah. And then Mum sat down and she started eating. She goes, oh, this isn't right. So she's gone back into the kitchen. We've all like, we're just not going to eat it. She's realised that she's used dog mints instead of beef.
Oh, no.
So she fed us dog food.
Did she still make you finish it, Renee?
No, she didn't.
Right, okay. Well, that's good night for the dog. Yeah. That one.
Did you say to your mum, that's not how you carve it? Yeah. The old chum, eh?
Yeah. I do indeed. Thank you, Renee.
Jane in St. George's, what's your mum fail?
My mum fail was when I was down the park with my son and I thought, I'll show him I can be a fun mum. I saw some bars that you used to do flips on as a kid.
Yeah. Okay.
So I jumped up and didn't realise he didn't really know what I was doing, and he walked behind me just as I went to flick down. My scarf dropped in my face and I didn't see him, and basically KO'd him in the head with a fair bit of force with my foot.
Was he okay?
He was okay, a little bit sore, but in tears, but didn't really think I was fun mum anymore.
No.
I think most parents have got some tale about
the monkey bars
accidentally injuring their kids at some point. Yes. Thank you for sharing that mum file with us, Jane.
Thanks, Jane. Yes. Well, on the subject of accidentally injuring one's kids, it's hard to go past this doozy from Amy.
You know, most young girls, when they first start shaving, and they always have that shave their ankle bone, my daughter had decided to ask me to wax her legs for her. Mm-hmm. So we got it all prepped up, sat in the chair. I had hold of her leg, put the first wax strip on, and I've done the countdown. Emily, 1, 2, 3, I'm going to yank it. And as I've pulled the strip off, I've pulled it straight up and punched her fair and square and knocked her off the back of the chair.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, after the shock, she just lay there and, like, the shock set in and, you know, a bit of laughing, and then after it was a bit of a cry laugh because I don't know what hurt more, the punch or the wax strip.
Amy, did she let you finish the job or were you sacked immediately?
No, she actually let me finish, believe it or not. I just positioned myself better.
Amy's with us here this morning on day release from the Yatala Women's Prison. Thank you.
You'd think.
Hey, congratulations. Because of that wonderful mum fail, you're one of our winners. Yeah. We're going to give you a medal.
Wow, thank you so much. That's awesome. I think I'll be spending that, making that up to Emily.
Oh, you think you might take Emily for the one-night spa suite?
Yeah.
How old's Emily now?
28.
Oh, wow.
So, yes.
Hey, who loves retelling that story more, you or your daughter?
I think we both do. It's funny because something came up on my Facebook the other day and it must have been about waxing, and I tagged Emily and said, or I could just punch you in the face.
But I mean, is it parenting at all if you've never half knocked your kid out? You know what I mean?
That's it.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I can't believe the country goes to the polls next weekend or the one after?
The one after.
I can't believe that. Last night the debate was on ScoMo versus Albanese, going head to head. God, we were so excited, my wife and I. We got the kids out and we had a couple of drinks and watched it. The perfect way to spend Mother's Day.
What a cruel thing to do to your poor kids to make them watch a leader's debate.
It was just very interesting. Becky tuned in for a bit.
Yeah, I did. I watched about half an hour, then I put myself to bed and I thought they were rude and disrespectful. If they are the best this country can dish up as leaders, then we are.
Are you talking about my kids?
Isn't it your job description as a politician to be rude and disrespectful?
It shouldn't be.
No.
You know, it's funny. The rules are very simple, and the host, Sarah Arbo, laid it out beautifully. You've got 60 seconds to say your answer, and please be respectful of the other person. You know, no talking over each other and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure how much they listened to her, because when I wanted to know about which party planned to get our economy going post-COVID, this was their response.
Your party with your tick off.
No. You allowed it to happen.
No, we didn't. The federal government.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Wow. You know, and then you wanted to hear, you know, what was their stance on climate change, but all you were getting was this.
So, just getting back to your deputy leader who wants to be the defence minister, who runs his speeches past the Chinese government.
That is an outrageous truth. I'll say what Richard Marles did. The questions that the voters were interested in having answered.
Listen to her. That makes me so angry. It's so rude to talk over a woman like that.
Wow. It was just, did anyone else in the crowd here watch it? It was just mind blowing. No one watched it.
I was getting a lot of shaking hands. Oh, okay.
One at the back. I started to feel sorry for Sarah Arbo, who's a good friend of yours, Beck, because it's a big job and she did so well at the start, but she sort of really lost him there towards the halfway point. But she did get really mad at one point and she wanted them to stop. I'm not sure how that worked.
Their human rights record
in China. We need to move on now. David Crowe, your
question. Mr. Robert Easy, we've given you more than enough time to prepare. You have had more than enough time. You agreed to speak to 60 seconds before coming on the program tonight.
Oh, God, a lot of clarity there for undecided voters. Great way to...
I tell you what, if you're either of those two lads last night, you would have got a lot of votes for just being polite and kind, I reckon.
Yeah.
And, you know, talkover's a funny thing, and that's what they did the whole time. And I was thinking from our point of view, I mean, we've been in the media now for all of us for over two decades.
We never talk over the top of each other.
And the one thing that we would never do...
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Somebody who's had arguably a bit of a fail also, Guy Sebastian. He's having a bit of a rough trot lately, our guy. Our South Aussie guy. His manager's in court and Guy's trying to get some money back from him. And now he's been captured on camera having a bit of an altercation with a group of teenagers who were obviously heckling him. I don't know whether you make out what he's saying with these beeps, but take a listen.
Calm down.
I'm being nice to you.
Calm down.
Yeah, that was a kick once. I was a weird.
Now, I don't know what happened exactly in the situation. Of course, we weren't there, but I am 100% on Team Guy's team here because I reckon they would have been being little smart asses.
Yeah, they would.
And he's put up with it, and he's walked over and said, shut your frigging mouth.
And he said, I was young once, if you couldn't quite hear it, he said, I was young once, but I wasn't
an F-wit.
But good on him. And I think you're right, because they were baiting him until they got a reaction, and then they filmed his reaction.
Yeah, totally.
And posted it. It was all pre-planned. Good on you, Guy. Call it out. Yeah, in a sense, he's given them what they wanted, but I say good on him.
He did start by saying, I was being nice to you. So obviously they yelled out, went, hi, Guy, and he probably gave them a quick wave, and then obviously they've attacked him on some basis. He's very open about his sort of church commitments, Guy, though. It's not very... Christian.
Yeah. No, I think you're allowed to blow out once every now and again.
Don't worry. I know what you're saying, Beck, but every now and then Jesus used to give Moses a spray. You know, sometimes. He's quite right most of the time, but every now and then. Hey, Moses, pull your head in.
I mean, I hate to be a timeline nerd, but I don't think Moses and Jesus were hanging out together.
You were the last supper, though.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
We've been hearing from so many mums, celebrity mums. There's one mum who I would think has never, ever failed in her life because her son has grown up so perfectly.
Oh, son.
And I'm talking about Cozzy's mum, Lucy. Slight sarcasm in the voice. Did you not pick up?
Then why did you wink at me?
Lucy Costello. Good morning.
Yay. Good morning.
Lucy, do you have a mum fail for us?
I do have a mum fail for you.
All right, let's hear it. I'm a bit nervous.
It was a Saturday afternoon. Andrew told me that he'd forgotten his homework. And if he didn't complete his homework, he would be in trouble. Andrew spent a lot of his high school years in trouble, so I thought one less time would be nice for us all. Yes. My mum fail was to take both boys to his school class building. We checked the door for easy entry, but it was locked. I tried a couple of windows and we were in luck with one that was left open. These windows were quite high. I helped Andrew in and told him to hurry and be very, very quick.
Hang on, so you left your homework in the classroom?
Yeah.
He did.
But bear in mind that my father at the time was a police officer, so...
That is my punchline, Andrew. That's my punchline.
Keep going, Lucy.
I helped Andrew in and told him to hurry and be quick, as I've just said. On his way out with his homework held between his teeth, I suddenly realised we'd just committed a crime. I told the boys to never, ever tell Dad, who was a police officer. After all this, did he complete his homework? Probably not. And that's my mum fail.
Well done, Bill Costello. Thank you very much, Lucy, and happy Mother's Day for yesterday. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Hang on, Lucy, just while I've got you. Do you think for Mother's Day, Cozzy could give you a couple of weeks off mowing the lawns for him?
Actually, I have lost that job. They've actually got a lawn mowing person coming in now.
Well, like I said to you, Lucy, unless you're willing to do the edges at the same time, there's not much point.
Oh, you've got Jim's taking over your job. Things are going well.
Yes.
Oh, no, Lucy. Well, I tell you what, Lucy, the lawn at our house needs a bit of work. So we can get you around ours if you like.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Moms of Adelaide, it's time.
It's more than just another mum fail Monday.
I am feeling just peachy about myself being in a room full of mums who are all telling me about their mum fails, and that's why they're here this morning. So thank you, ladies. Round of applause.
Yeah. We also have to acknowledge the two men, two and a half men, one young fella, two men that are here out of 100 odd women. So well done.
Good on
they
you.
They don't get a round of applause, but well done.
good on you all. But the mum fails just keep coming through. Nikki, what's your mum fail?
I was doing the dishes one night. It was very, very late. Everyone had gone to bed. And I noticed that my daughter's fishbowl was dirty. So I thought I'll clean that out for the little fish. And filled it up with water, put the fish back in. And it did a couple of hot laps. And started floating. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And then I realised that I had put hot water in the bowl.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
That's a terrible story, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki.
You cooked the fish.
I don't know how you say hot laps. I can just imagine them. You know when you first get in the bath and you're like, oh.
Oh. And did the fish, they I don't want to
no,
ask
we have
the
to
question.
Know. Did the fish survive?
No, unfortunately not. I woke my then husband up in tears going, oh, my God, I've killed the fish. I've killed Scooby. What's Carlia going to think?
Scooby!
And, yeah, in the end, I was just going to, you know, do that little go buy another one because it was just a black goggly-eyed one, so they all look the same.
Scooby wasn't just a black goggly-eyed one. He was much more than that, Nikki.
It was to my daughter, I can tell you.
Nice,
Nick. Oh, that's a good one. Nicole in Wimvale shared this one.
My husband and I got a call to go into the director's office at childcare when my youngest was about three, which is never a good feeling. We get in there thinking he's had an altercation with another child or something like that. No, nothing like that. Get in there to be told that my darling sweet three-year-old has been using "for F's sake" in context.
Oh, no.
The main incident was in relation to the use of the iPad. Yeah. The iPad wouldn't do what he wanted to do, so for F's sake. I wasn't really sure whether to be proud that he was using it in context mortified that he'd copied my potty mouth.
Right. Nicole, when they gave you this feedback, were they laughing at the same time or were they kind of serious?
No, they were quite serious, but my husband and I were very much trying to keep a straight face while they were telling us.
Nicole's here at the breakfast with us this morning. That was a good one. How are you feeling hearing that again?
Shame, pride.
Oh, come on.
I'm not quite sure. No, it was, look, I'm very glad that my children are no longer at childcare, so I don't have to face the director anymore, but
yes.
It was a moment in time that was hilarious, yet shocking.
Well, it's a moment in time that has won you a night at the Ritz.
Well done.
Yes.
You got to admit, though, when a kid swears, and I know they shouldn't and we should encourage it, but when they're little and they swear, it's just so funny.
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly in context.
He's a
very intelligent boy to pick up on that context.
You feel like you've raised them well when they swear in context.
In context, yeah. When they use it well.
Yeah.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
We love a Mum Fail Monday, and we love being able to, Coz and I, we love to be able to contribute as well.
Absolutely.
To a Mum Fail Monday. Of course, Mother's Day yesterday.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day once again to my lovely mother and my wife. We went to the park yesterday, just because Kel loves the park, loves to be able to take the dog out of the house. Mm. So there was the dog, Kel, me, Laddie, and one of Kel's best friends, her name's Megan, and her son Julius, who's the same age as Laddie. So that was a little
Julius.
A little collection at the park, good strong name.
Yeah.
And we were having a bit of fun down at the park. They were enjoying a drink. I'm always the designated driver, so I was enjoying
it's Mother's Day.
I was enjoying a bottle of water. And we got a bit distracted and we lost track of the boys for a little while.
Okay.
Now When we go to the park for a picnic, we take this cart with us. It's like a hand-pulled cart.
Are you that old?
Yeah, yeah. It's just easy. You put all the picnic gear in the cart, and then you can just drag the cart from the car, right? So it had the picnic basket, rugs, footies, everything else in it. So the boys, once we'd taken everything out of the cart, one of the boys would get in the back, and the other one would pull them around the park.
Good times.
Right? So Julius is pulling the cart. Laddie is in the back of the cart. They got about 50 or 60 metres away from us, kind of near a path. Julius is pulling the cart. He must have gone, hit something, and the cart tips over and Laddie falls out of the cart.
Okay. Oh, no.
Now, to describe my son as a drama queen is a massive understatement.
Yeah, right? I got that vibe from him.
So he falls out of the cart and then just throws himself out on the ground like he may never recover from his injury.
Or like he may one day play soccer.
He may one day play soccer. He could get picked for Brazil tomorrow at this rate. Right? So he's laying out on the ground and we see it and I turn to Kel and I go, oh, God, here we go. He's bunging this on. But for someone to the naked eye who doesn't know our son, this could potentially look serious.
Yep.
And that is exactly what happened with a family who were walking down the path. The dad sees Laddie laid it on the ground, not moving, and he panics and runs over to assist. And he picks Laddie up to put him back in the cart. Mm. And Laddie, as this guy picks him up, he remains floppy. Now, so I start walking over. Now, what are Kel and her friend Megan doing? They're hiding behind their chairs because they don't want to be seen by this guy's being bad mothers. So I run over there. I thank the guy for picking up my son. Then I force my son, who I know was banging it on the whole time, to thank this bloke for saving his life, in inverted commas. So the guy, anyway, the guy put him back in the cart. And I said, thanks very much. And I said, lad, thank the guy for saving your life. And he goes, thank you.
Yeah.
And then they rode off.
Be honest, you also use that cart sometimes to take your wife home from the park?
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Oh, we're having the best fun today for our Mum Fail Monday breakfast. The mimosas are flowing. I think everyone's having a good time. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been sharing Mum Fails. We've had listeners call in. We've had a few celebs. And this is a biggie. We had her on the show last week, Sophie Kasia.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. She was on Survivor. She's just launched her book, Then There Was Her, which is about her leaving her husband, AFL footballer, Jared Kasia. Is that
correct? Yeah, yes. Played for Carlton for a little while.
Oh, I'll just lean on Limo for the footy facts. She has two children and she is going to share her mum fail with us this morning. Good morning, Sophie. What's your mum fail?
One that has honestly stuck with me forever and I still can't get over it was my son, my firstborn, Bobby. He was attending kindergarten and it was his first sort of formal structure of education, and Mother's Day was coming up. So Mother's Day at kindergarten is a really big deal, and I'd spoken to Bobby about how they were organising a Mother's Day lunch for us all, and they had, you know, decorated this chair for all the mums to come in and sit on, and they'd made signs and we were all going to go in and have photos, and it was a really big deal and something we talked about every day. And on the morning of dropping him off, I think the Mother's Day lunch started at 11:30, 12 o'clock, but I dropped him off at 9 o'clock and he said to me, are you coming back? I said, yes, I'm coming back. I've just got to go into work to a meeting. I'll be back straight after the meeting. And even Lisa, as she was his kindergarten teacher, was very prim and proper. And Lisa said, oh, are you leaving, Sophie? I said, yes, I've just got to go to work. I'm coming straight back to 11:30. It got to about 2 o'clock when I was still at work. And I wondered, who are all these missed calls from? Like all these random numbers. Yeah. And Lisa had left me a very disappointed voicemail saying, Sophie, you are the only mother who did not turn up to the Mother's Day lunch today. Your son is distraught. Bobby would like you to call with an explanation. I had missed my son's first Mother's Day lunch. He told me he would wait at the door for me the whole time.
No.
That's the worst.
Can you imagine I'm thinking, who is calling me? Go away, I'm at work. I just got to work. I did my meeting and I completely forgot to go back for Mother's Day lunch. Mm. I was the terrible mum who did not show up for my son.
I'm sure he's forgiven you by now though, hasn't he?
Absolutely not. Not one bit. Still talks about it to this day.
Oh, so if that's an absolute belter, thank you so much for sharing that confession with us for our Mum Fail segment. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Moms of Adelaide, it's time.
It's more than just another Mum Fail Monday.
Oh, yes, over the last few years she's become famous for them. Rebecca Morse and her Mum Fails Wowzers. We're making her feel better involving all the women of South Australia and getting them to tell us their Mum Fails. Kerry, what's your Mum Fail, bud?
Hello, how are you? My mum tale is I decapitated my daughter's favourite Beanie Bear.
Beanie Bear, what happened?
So she actually had gastro and was sick all over it. So I thought I'll just give it a wash, and instead of putting it on a delicate cycle, I put it on a hard wash and the head came off.
Oh, no.
Oh, Kerry. Did you attempt to reattach the head, Kerry?
I did, but it was no good. It was definitely dead, but she still doesn't know to this day, and she's 31.
Oh.
And I blamed it on her that she lost it at her friend's
house. Oh, Kerry, way to shift the blame. Well done.
I know. I hope she's going to know now.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine if she opened the wheelie bin and saw her headless spin.
And all the fluff was there. I couldn't attach it. It was pretty much dead.
That'd be a KFC ad if that happened.
That poor bear, first it gets bloody gastro and then it gets his head ripped off.
I know, but she's got children now, so she'd understand, I think.
She gets it. Now, good on you, Kerry. Thanks for sharing your mum fail with us.
Amanda in Kent Town, what's your mum fail?
Hey guys, how you going? This one's rather embarrassing. We were at IKEA and my little girl was doing that dance. The I need to wee dance that they all seem to do. And I was a little bit distracted and I said, oh, we'll go in a second, just hold on. And I guess she saw one of those little mock units that have the toilet.
No, I've heard stories about this happening, but I've never spoken to someone who did it for real. What happened, Amanda?
Yeah, she decided she didn't need to wait for me any longer and she decided to take herself to the toilet. So I turned around and there she was in the middle of IKEA relieving herself.
And was she on a display toilet?
She was, and they have the plastic inside. So it was making all the noise.
Oh, my God.
How do you come back from that?
Oh, you don't. You leave very quickly.
You didn't even tell anyone. You just ran.
I did. I freaked. I panicked.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, what can you do? They have to take it out the back and tip it, I guess. It was definitely just number ones.
It was definitely number one. Everyone heard it was number one.
Some poor staff member was in for a rude shock there later in the day.
Thank you, Amanda. Very good.
And Brooke from Broadview shared this one.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
So my mum fail is I had to take my eight-month-old for a hip scan, and so the guy called me into the room and I put my little daughter down on the table and I was undoing her jumpsuit and I realised she had done the biggest poo explosion ever.
Oh, a poonami or a number three.
Poonami. It was horrible. Poonami. And so then the man said, oh, look, just, quickly change her and then we can do the scan. Oh. So I looked in my nappy bag and I had no nappy and my heart sunk.
Oh,
I was like,
worst.
Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? He looked mortified to me. He said, look, I'll just do the scan around her pooey nappy and we can deal with it later.
Oh.
And the man had to scan around the poonami. And then he goes, okay, yeah, you can clean it up now. And I said, oh my gosh. I said, I actually don't have any baby wipes. I said, I don't know what's happened. I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. So then he got me some tissues and I was cleaning up and then he went out the room and I thought to myself, do you know what? I'm just going to have to put a pad, one of my pads, in the bottom of her jumpsuit.
What initiative.
Wow. Who are you, MacGyver?
That's great multi.
So embarrassing. But yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Good problem solving there, Brooke.
Oh, it was horrible though. I felt like the worst mum.
There's nothing worse as a new mum when you forget to put something in that nappy bag or a change of clothes. Oh, it's the worst.
The worst. I was like, what was I thinking?
Oh, that's a great story. Well done, Brooke. Thank you.
Well done, buddy.
Oh, and Brooke's here with us this morning. How do you feel hearing that again in front of a room full of mums?
Yeah, pretty embarrassed, yeah.
Oh, it's all good. And how often do you retell that story? Because we do have our favourite stories like this.
Oh, look, I've only told a few people, but now obviously Adelaide knows.
It's out there.
Oh, well, it's out there. Worth it. We're going to give you one of our spa
suites. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Well done.
Well done.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.